Hello.
Hi, may I please speak to Isis?
This is she.
Hi, this is Jared from Frontier Airlines. Now, just to make sure that I've got the right person on the phone, could you verify your billing address for me, please?
Sure, it's
Okay, and then just so you know, yeah, it looks like we did have to cancel your flight. Apparently,
why?
There's been a new flight risk, and you know what I'm looking at here through the notes, it looks like because of issues with ISIS, we had to end up canceling your flight. But we will reschedule you. You don't happen to have another ID that has a different name on it, do you?
Why the hell would I have another ID with another name?
No, and I
mean,
apologize.
Come on now, do you actually think that what you're telling me makes sense? I know this is your job. Aside from your job, do you think this makes sense?
No. I can totally agree. I can see how you'd be angry. And, you know, a lot of you people have been real angry about this whenever you called up.
You know what? I'm in a long-distance relationship. This is my turn to visit my boyfriend. I haven't had sex in 2 months. Are you telling me I can't get on the plane 12 days from now?
Yeah, no,
this
you know
stupid.
What?
No, you need to fix this.
Okay.
This is ridiculous. You need to fix this, and I'm not getting off the phone until you do.
Okay, do you mind if I put you on hold?
No, I don't want to be on hold. You need to fix it now. What the f*** are you putting me on hold for?
Oh, no, I just need to put you on hold so that way I can actually talk to a supervisor.
Do that.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Damien.
Yeah. So what is this stupid policy about?
Well, you know, I'm sure you've seen all the YouTube videos and all the crazy stuff going on.
I don't f***ing care about the YouTube videos. I've been flying with you guys. This is like my fifth or sixth flight in the past 5 months. I've done nothing, okay? You got all my information. You can check me out. I mean, this isn't stupid. I haven't had this name for 30 years, and this stupid f***ing terrorist shit is new, okay?
And I understand that, ma'am. But you have to understand the problems that we're having with these airlines. I know you've seen the Germany flight.
Didn't care about the Germany flight. That dude was sick. This has nothing to do with me, and you need to fix it.
Are you part of this terrorist?
Why the hell would I be part? You f***ing kidding me? I'm flying with my child.
Your child can fly. She's fine. I'm looking at her.
A 3-year-old on a flight bike.
You can pay the extra $100 to have the flight attendant watch her.
Oh, this is so sick. You guys are idiots.
Why are you insulting me?
No, why are you insulting me?
Well,
You're accusing me of being a terrorist. Guess what? You just f***ing turned me into one. I'm going to terrorize your f***ing life. I'm not letting you off the phone until you fix this shit. And guess what? You f*** with me on the wrong day because I'm working from home, so I can handle this. I'm not letting you off the phone until you get me on another flight.
Well, ISIS, I don't have to get you on another flight because Justin just prank called you. It's JR from JR on the Morning Show.
What?
You're being prank called on JR on the Morning Show. Justin knew you really, really wanted to catch this flight, so he told me to call you and stress you out a little bit.
Oh, my God. I'm in here shaking like I'm about to have a heart attack because I can't get on the plane.